Our first report this month featured seven young environmental activists. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg is no doubt the world's best-known young environmental activist today. Named by Time magazine as their Person of the Year for 2019, she has mobilized people around the world for the environment. But what about all the other young activists who we don't hear so much about in the media? We present seven young activists who were fighting for the environment before Greta Thunberg, fighting and winning.
Bojan Slat, age 25, cleaning the ocean.
In 2011, a 16-year-old Dutch boy named Bojan Slat had an idea for how to clean up the millions of tons of plastic waste polluting the oceans. He suggested using the natural currents of the ocean to push the plastic toward gigantic floating barriers where it could be collected and processed. So, with just €200, he created a foundation, the Ocean Cleanup, and began looking for sponsors. He contacted thousands of companies, but no one replied. Worse, oceanographers assured him that his idea was far too simplistic and would never work. All in all, it wasn't encouraging, and most teenagers would have given up, but not Bojan. But then, in 2013, a video of a TED talk Bojan gave about his idea went viral. Overnight, he began receiving up to 1,500 emails a day from people who wanted to help, financially or otherwise. Soon, he had raised $80,000 to fund a feasibility study involving 70 scientists from around the world. Today, the Ocean Cleanup is testing the second generation of Bojan's barrier. The first model broke apart in the rough waters of the Pacific, but the new version is successfully collecting detritus of all sizes, including microplastics. He says that with a fleet of 60 barriers, 90% of the Pacific plastic could be cleaned up by 2040. Meanwhile, he's deploying river-based versions of his concept to intercept rubbish before it reaches the sea. Still just 25 years old, he can hope to see a world radically transformed by his high school project. Shutiskat Martinez, age 19. Ecological justice warrior.
Shutiskat Martinez is of Aztec origin on his father's side of the family. Raised in the Aztec traditions by his parents, both environmentalists, Shutiskat believes that he is following in the path of his indigenous ancestors by protecting America's environment. But the campaigner and hip-hop artist is doing so in a very modern way. He and 20 other young people have taken the U.S. government to court. Their argument is that by failing to protect the environment, the government is infringing on the basic human rights of America's young people. Our generation is going to be the most impacted by climate change, so therefore our generation has the most at stake, he says. Their case has gone to appeal after an initial victory was overturned by a higher court. But Shutiskat is fighting on numerous other fronts in the meantime. Earth Guardians, the youth environmental group that Shutiskat helped start, has spread to more than 50 countries. In his home city of Boulder, Colorado, they have succeeded in stopping the use of pesticides in public parks and in introducing a moratorium on shale gas fracking in the region. A passionate speaker at world environmental events, a frequent guest on American TV, and one of the youngest people ever to address the United Nations, he is one of the most energetic campaigners today. Will Greta Thunberg follow his lead and release an album of environmental rap music? Probably not. Nina Gwalinga, age 26, protecting the Amazon.
At 18, when most teenagers are concentrating on their studies, Nina Gwalinga was at the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. She was there as the youth representative of the Kichwa people of Sarayaku, a place in the Amazon forests of Ecuador that is a day's journey by canoe from the nearest town. With their forest threatened by petrochemical companies, the Kichwa successfully sued the Ecuadorian government and put a stop to the destruction. Their victory, however, was only part of an ongoing fight to protect the Amazon from commercial exploitation and climate change. Now 26 years old, Nina Gwalinga is a tireless campaigner for the rights of indigenous peoples at the COP climate conferences all over the world and at many demonstrations closer to home. A mixture of Kishwa on her mother's side and Swedish on her father's side, she sees herself as a bridge between two very different worlds. She is as comfortable running barefoot through the rainforest as she is working for the environmental group Amazon Watch in California. We need a bridge of understanding to make others realize that there are people living in the Amazon and that we have a right to be there, in our home, she says. The economic and political forces that the Kishwa people of Sarayaku are fighting against are powerful. But what the Kishwa lack in money, they make up for with determination. Madison Pearl Edwards, age 14. Coral conservation.
Everyone knows about the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. But who can name the world's second biggest coral reef? It's off the coast of Belize in Central America, and since 2017, it has been protected by a permanent ban on oil drilling in the region. That's partly thanks to a 12-year-old named Madison Pearl Edwards. Traveling on the reef for a week on a sailboat, she spent hours in the water each day to learn more about the marine environment and raise public awareness of the danger that oil drilling posed. In 2018, when the Belize Barrier Reef was removed from UNESCO's World Heritage List of Sites in Danger, she was invited to address delegates in recognition of her role. Melody and Isabel Weissen, 17 and 15, banning plastic bags.
When they were just 12 and 10 years old, these two Balinese sisters started a campaign that has since resulted in plastic bags being banned on the Indonesian island. Disgusted by the way Bali's beautiful beaches were regularly covered in plastic waste, the two sisters started a petition, Bye Bye Plastic Bags, that soon had over 100,000 signatures. When the island's governor refused to consider a ban, the sisters went on hunger strike. 2 days later, they were invited to the governor's residence to discuss the question. The result was that last year a ban was introduced on Bali and is progressively spreading around the rest of Indonesia, a country that is responsible for 10% of the plastic waste in the planet's oceans. We've learned kids can do things, says Melati Rishan. We can make things happen. Autumn Peltier, age 15, water purity.
At the age of 12, Autumn Peltier berated the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, at an assembly of Canada's Indigenous peoples. The problem, which he promised to fix, is the polluted water in many tribal areas of Canada. It is an issue that her family, who live on the largest freshwater island in the world, take very personally. Autumn's aunt, who is her inspiration, walked around the entire coastline of the Great Lakes to draw attention to the subject. Thanks to her self-possession and passion as a campaigner, Autumn has become a highly demanded speaker at environmental events and has even addressed the United Nations on the subject of water. Her future plans include going to law school and becoming Prime Minister of Canada. Definitely someone to watch.